Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. That's Prayer by George Lernis, a world percussionist and a composer who moved to Boston from Cyprus more than 20 years ago to study jazz. It's new from his new album, releasing this weekend. The work reflects on his experience as an immigrant, bringing together two distinct musical traditions. He takes inspiration from both his roots in the Mediterranean and the Middle East and his training in jazz here in the U.S. The album's called Between Two Worlds, and it features a number of other artists, including his mentor, Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol, who we heard doing vocals there. We sat down with George earlier this week in Studio 2, and I asked him about what it means to take traditional music and bring it forward to today, as this album takes us on his immigrant journey through his music.
That's an excellent question. So like you said, I'm an immigrant myself from Cyprus. And for the longest time in the United States, I actually came to this country in 2001. I had this wall between jazz and traditional music. I always thought that I either play jazz or I play traditional music. It was until later in my career that I developed enough maturity and interest to start exploring the interconnection of the two together, and realizing that I can bring my traditional musical roots to jazz, because I studied both of these musical traditions equally. So I want to think that I'm equally proficient in both, and I have a great respect and love for both of these musical traditions.
So I'm curious, your album, the title is after a Sufi poem from the 15th century. And I want to ask, did you decide you wanted to marry these two types of music and then go seek inspiration? Or did the inspiration come first from the poem?
It actually didn't start from the poem. The poem came later on. Actually, I ended up thinking names for this album and ended up thinking Between Two Worlds. And then Mehmet mentioned to me, there is this poem by a very well-known Sufi poet, Haji Bayram Veli. And for those that are listening and don't know what a Sufi is, or Sufism is the spiritual journey of searching for the divine. So it's an Islamic practice in a way. And Haji Bayram Veli was a Sufi himself. And during my studies with Mehmet, I actually ended up studying a lot about Sufism and different practices like the zikr and whirling dervishes. And I thought, why not take the poem, Haji Bayram Veli poem, and compose a song that I can use the poem as the lyrics.
So let's have you read the poem. I have a translation here, and it's not long, so
sure,
let's have you do that.
In English?
Yes.
Okay. My Lord has created a city in between two worlds. One sees the beloved if one looks at the edge of that city. I came upon that city and saw it being built. I too was built with it, amidst stone and earth.
So as I understand it, there are three movements here, and they track your journey from traditional music through kind of the fusion and into jazz. And this is that Middle East, Mediterranean regional music. You're from Cyprus, so tell us about that.
Sure. So this first movement called Origins, it's a very traditional Ottoman classical composition. It's something that you would actually listen in a very traditional setting. And I intentionally wanted to start with a pure traditional performance for a couple of reasons. One is to depict my beginning as a musician, but also my respect for these musical traditions. One of the things when I started composing the suite and the music in general for this album was I wanted to avoid exoticizing or stereotyping my musical traditions. So I thought a great idea to do that is depict my journey. Play a very pure classical Ottoman composition, then move to the second movement that is based on a Sufi ritual known as a zikr. And the second movement, in fact, morphs into a jazz language. It starts very traditional with a gazelle. A gazelle, for those that are listening, is a vocal improvisation, a microtonal vocal improvisation. However, this second movement morphs into more a jazz language, and towards the end also Emil de Jager, the trumpet player, comes in playing a lot of jazz improvisation. And then the final movement, finally, which is my arrival to the United States, it's based on a modal jazz composition.
A modal jazz composition.
Correct. It's a modal jazz composition. And I decided to have it the aesthetic be more modal to make the connection, you know. And, you know, usually modal music connects a lot with Middle Eastern musical traditions. So, and one thing I may, if I may mention, is that the final movement, I'm also using the poem that you mentioned before,
yes.
Between Two Worlds, and also the album is inspired.
So let's listen. You talked a little bit about the second movement, and this is Zakir.
Yes.
Yes. So we're gonna play a healthy chunk of this.
Great.
This features collaborator Mehmet Ali Sanlikol, and we're gonna hear this movement from the traditional music into this modal jazz a little bit.
Wonderful.
Okay. So here comes the transition. So I'm trying to picture when you were writing this and when you're working with Mehmet Sanlikol on recording this, just kind of the fun and the joy of, you know, I can almost imagine somebody kind of busting out laughing once or twice out of the happiness of trying to make this transition and figure out how to fuse these two things together. Was it an iterative process, or is he improvising there as he goes along? Tell us about that.
That's a great question. He's certainly improvising, even when he starts with the traditional gazelle. And gazelle is, like I mentioned before, a vocal improvisation on microtones.
On microtones.
So that is an improvisation. The composition, basically, is the skeleton of this piece is the zikr, which is actually a Sufi ritual that's based on repetition. I have a rhythmic cycle I'm using. I have, obviously, a mode I'm using. And I composed a bass line that John Patitucci is playing. And if you hear in the background, there's actually some gongs I'm playing as well. And therefore, as Mehmet Ali Sanlikol's vocal improvisation progresses, and eventually he moves into a jazz language, like a more like a bebop jazz language, then Emil de Jager comes in with the trumpet and embellishes around Mehmet, preparing for the third movement to move into movement number three, which is called Arrival.
All right, so let's hear movement number three now. So one of the things that's fun about that is we get to hear a little bit of you as a percussionist there. You can hear John Patitucci, you can hear the bass, you've got the vocals there. And now we've really moved into jazz.
Exactly.
And what did you want to communicate or accomplish with the jazz piece of this?
Sure. So in general, in this album, I wanted to showcase a couple of things. First of all, my bimusicality. Like someone that's equal, proficient in two musical traditions, and also promote some awareness for my musical heritage and respect of the Middle Eastern musical traditions and culture, in fact. And I would love to mention that I have great respect of both of these musical traditions. And and then this third movement, what you just heard is, in matter of fact, my solo. It's mm-hmm. my drum solo. It's the end, the very ending of the piece. I take a chunky, quite a lengthy solo that fades out at the end. And yeah,
All right. So now there are two other songs that I want to talk about.
Sure.
Here. And the first is a track called Prayer, which mm-hmm. is dedicated to Syrian refugees. And it includes a recitation Correct. Of a poem that was co-written by your mother and read by vocalist, and I want to do this name justice, Burcu Gülec.
Correct.
Okay. Let's hear a little bit of the track mm-hmm. there. So this is a deeply soulful
Thank you.
Piece.
Yes.
And I know you cared a lot about communicating solidarity and a sense of immigrant experience and Syrian refugee experience. So tell me about this song and your desire with it.
Sure. Like you mentioned, this is a poem that I wrote with my mother, Elisa. And I have a sensitivity on the particular subject of the Syrian refugees because this is a crisis that has been going on for at least 10 years. And it's something that haven't been really covered by the mainstream media. And a lot of people actually are aware of this. And therefore, I composed this poem, and to the listeners out there, like if you listen to the song at the beginning, Burcu Gülec, the singer, recites the poem, and then the song morphs into like more like a ballad, mm-hmm. jazz song.
So the other song, and I think this will speak to a lot of people, it's the final piece, Kali Nichta.
Yes.
Translated as Good Night, which Correct. Is dedicated to your son.
Correct.
Whose voice is included in the recording, and I wanna play a little bit of this. Is it a lullaby? It feels like a lullaby.
It is. It's our ritual every night, putting my son to bed. And one night, actually, because the way he says goodnight to me every night in Greek, I decided to record his voice. And then I composed the whole song based on his voice. I took the literal recording and translated it to notes. So I composed this composition called Kali Nichta, which, like you mentioned, translates to good night in Greek. And I just want to mention how this song also came about. And it's because this record is the journey of an immigrant, specifically myself, I was thinking, what's the most important thing for an immigrant living abroad? What's the thing that, you know, makes us, keep going and gives us our light and drive every day to wake up and go to work and do what we do? And for me, it's family. It's my son. It's the light I get from him every day when I go home, and my wife. And that's why I composed this song and decided to actually use his voice in the recording and use it as a track in my new album.
How old is he?
He's 10 years old.
And what's the dream for him?
I don't know yet. We're trying to figure that out. Hopefully music.
Does he play music now?
He explores on different percussion instruments. He comes down to my studio, but it's hard to tell if he has an inclination into music yet or not.
And what's the dream for you now? So now you've made this piece, you've broken down the genres, you've expressed yourself in a way really only you can.
Thank you.
The album releases this weekend. What's the dream now?
My dream is to really push this project into the different communities out there, immigrant communities, open a platform for immigrants to have a voice and for immigrants to be able to say what they bring to this country. Like, we all come to this country and we bring with us our musical traditions, our talents. So I want to take this to different communities out there, promote this music, and hopefully promote some awareness to the Western audience out there about the beautiful musical traditions and cultures from the Middle East.
All right, that is George Lernis, percussionist, composer, with his new album Between Two Worlds, which is releasing this Saturday, and there will be an event at St. Paul's Church in Malden. George, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.